is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Ministers ordained online can officiate weddings in 48 states, with the exception of Virginia and some parts of Pennsylvania, according to the Universal Life Church Monastery, which says it has ordained more than 20 million ministers nationwide. Tennessee is now trying to ban such ministers. Between 1999 and 2018, just 49 incumbents in the House of Representatives lost their primaries, a victory rate of almost 99%. Last year, only two Democratic incumbents lost their renomination bids. The poor pay taxes at a higher rate in 45 of the 50 states, according to a 2018 study by the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. It's a bipartisan phenomenon. The Institute's list of the 10 states with the most regressive tax systems, the states doing the most to increase inequality through taxation, also includes conservative Tennessee and Texas, purple Nevada and Florida, and liberal Washington. A school district in eastern Pennsylvania faced criticism after sending letters this month to more than three dozen parents warning that if their debt for school meals was not paid, their child could be placed in foster care. Surveys show fears among some white people that are losing status in America, and those holding such views are increasingly aligned with the Republican Party. These voters perceive anti-white discrimination. A growing share say the nation risks losing its identity because of openness to foreigners, and many are concerned about what it will mean when non-Hispanic whites lose majority status, as demographic projections suggest will happen around 2045. In Cincinnati and Los Angeles, some new parking garages have flat floors and higher ceilings so that they can be easily converted into apartments or office space as the demand for parking dwindles. Last year, Chandler, Arizona became one of the first U.S. cities to rewrite its zoning code to facilitate autonomous vehicles. Developers may now qualify to build less parking, a major cost saving, if they provide curbside passenger loading zones with benches and trees for shade. Abortion and family health providers were given 60 additional days to wait for guidelines on referrals without endangering federal funding. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.